This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
What's going on, everybody?
Hello.
What is it, a Wednesday?
For Happy us, weekend.
Yeah, for us, it's technically a Friday.
Yeah.
Last day that we are going to work this week because of the WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament, which begins later on this afternoon at the MGM Casino and the Great Horse Country Club. Ooh. Way out in the 413. But the weather looks like it's going to be amazing.
Yes,
it is. We're talking about a beautiful day on the way today. It's going to be sunny. And the temperature is going to get to 75 for a high. It is 68 right now here in Brighton. And tomorrow looks great. Friday looks great. There are some questions about the weekend if you're making plans. I think this upcoming week is really the most popular vacation week for most people, isn't
yeah.
it? Because of the 4th of July?
I believe so.
Although some people like to delay their vacation till the very end of summer, which I'm always, let's be honest, it's well documented. I don't lack for a vacation day that is available to me.
Sure.
However, I do get jealous of people who save it until August, and then they have the opportunity to lord that over you for the whole entire summer, that their vacation is still to come. Hey, by the way, based on the replay, there are countless text messages that are coming in from those who listen to this show who are on Ravelry and are knitters or crocheters.
Really?
Who knew?
Billion-dollar industry,
Is it a billion-dollar? Really?
I have a friend who opened up a shop in Worcester specifically for knitters.
Really?
Yes, and it's doing very well.
Yeah. I mean, besides the yarn and the needles, what else?
There's all different kinds of yarn. It's like beer, Greg.
Yeah.
There's blends. There's hybrids. There's
so it's like craft yarn. You can buy organic,
yarn, exactly.
organic craft.
Right? Hold on.
Yarn.
It's a 50-50 shot. You buy a half an ounce,
yeah.
and then you knit for 48 hours.
Right. Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
I suppose, yeah. Like, here's a 978 text. I am a 25-year-old female, and I love your show, and I love to knit.
There you go.
So here's a text asking whether Mike Hsu has ever been in any of the Ravelry forums trying to pick up the knitting ladies, the elderly knitting ladies.
Okay, but it's not just elderly women.
Can I have one
making me booties right now.
Can I give the people, the youngsters that are getting into knitting, a heads up?
Of course.
You get arthritis. Because you're so focused.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, people that use a computer, they get the carpal tunnel.
Right.
That's the same thing that happens with the knuckles in your hands.
You mean it's like knitter's elbow or something,
yeah.
LB? Like tennis elbow?
No, it's in the knuckles in your hand. Grandma Byers knitted our whole life, and her fingers were going left, right, and everywhere at the end.
This is Ed. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, everybody. Good luck with the golf tournament.
Thank you, Ed.
Well, Mike Hsu said he had a friend that opened a knitting shop in Worcester. That explains a lot.
I like sex with elderly women.
Hey, we're on the air.
Yeah.
Your microphone
is on.
That's
great. It's like making love to a purse. Okay. Is that what you want? You got it, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Listen, we have a lot that we have to cram into the final 4 hours of this week. And that includes our special guest coming up at about 7:50 this morning. Let me just say this. It may be 7:51 or 7:52.
Yeah.
I don't want to be super specific with this tease, but we will be joined this morning by my former bestie, Julian Bubbs Edelman, who will talk about the premiere of the documentary on his injury and his recovery. It's called 100% Julian Edelman, and it premieres on Showtime on Friday night. And Bubs Edelman will join us at 7:50 or thereabouts on this morning show. And it looks pretty good.
Nice.
I mean, based on the trailer and who's in it, you got Mark Wahlberg, mm-hmm. you got Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg? Yes. I didn't know they were buds. I know Snoop Dogg's a big football guy. I didn't know they were buds.
Well, Snoop Buds is a good term to use.
Yes, that's right, man.
Snoop Dogg actually reads a document in the documentary, which we'll ask Bubs Edelman about. Brady's in it. You've got, let's see, who else? Bill Burr is in it.
Mm-hmm.
So a wild cast of characters paying tribute to Julian Edelman, and we'll talk about that at 7:50.
Yeah, Snoop's is a Cali guy, and he coaches football.
Youth football,
he's a massive youth football
big fan.
Yes. Let's see.
So
here's
no surprise.
Here's a 774 text back on the elderly female topic shoe.
Great.
Asking whether that purse that you're making love to has been crocheted. of course it is.
No, that purse's name is Margaret. Your grandma.
Well done, sir. Yeah. Well done.
At 8, after we talk with Julian, we will play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back. So you can leave a Hill Mail voicemail message on any topic, and you could do so now, or you can do it any time before 8. And the Hill Mail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. Now, these people are starting already. Like, here's a 774 text that says, "Weird, he didn't ask you to be in it. Even Portnoy is in it." I got to tell you something. We were estranged.
Oh, yeah.
At the time of the filming, Edelman and I were estranged.
If they're real friends, they understand that. And if they don't, then they got to get kicking.
So there you go. Wow. Yeah. So we would. I think he's jealous over new bestie. I mean, let's be clear. We'll address that with him. But yeah, I mean, he could have included me like 30 seconds. I mean, I would have said complimentary things. I mean, I got everybody else in there. I mean, I think he could have included me.
But, right.
All right. So we're gonna play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back at 8. You can leave one of those on any topic right now. And if you want to call the show, you can call 617-764-9223. Or if you would prefer to text, you can text 97107 with your comment this morning. Coming up in just a moment. Hey, Canada, welcome to the Countries with Horny Teachers Club.
Oh,
we'll get to, there are like 5 pervert teacher association members in the news today. Mm. So we'll get to the first one coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also, if one group gets their way, this country may celebrate Independence Day next week with a giant balloon image of our president floating above. And thanks to science, America now owes Popeye a big fat apology.
Oh,
and we will get to all of that and today's news coming up next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, during the break, I received a text message about the appearance next hour on this show by Julian Bubs Edelman of the New England Patriots. And this is a 407 text, which I believe is Florida, not like the rest of us.
Yes.
And it says, "Is Bubs required to do WAAF as a part of his media blitz? It sounds forced." No, I mean, I got to tell you,
best buddy, peer pressure, maybe.
I got to tell you this. If in the realm of all things that might be required for Bubs Edelman, in Media Blitz, WAAF would not be among the top 50.
Do you have something on him? blackmailing?
Are you paying him?
What? Oh, for crying out loud! We started the show off with a complete Mike Shue cluster F.
What?
Look at these text messages.
What?
You left the mic on for the entire thing after your commercial, and so now everybody knows that Danielle wants to talk about Breece Hill's major at Bentley.
Oh.
Look at this. Look at these messages. They're all like hot mic.
Turn your radios off and on again, and then it will be like the show hasn't started yet. It'll be like when you call tech support.
Sorry.
They'll ask you if we're plugged in. Well, they'll ask you to reset us, and it'll be like, never heard any of that. It will be a complete surprise.
Oh, God. When does the vacation start? Is it now?
There's 1,000 buttons on that board.
Well, it's not
1,000. Give the guy some credit.
No,
the guy's laser show, 99.9%.
Apparently, my finger isn't heavy enough.
Oh, your finger's heavy, all right.
Sausage fingers over here.
It was too wide, so when he went to turn the mic off, he accidentally just hit it back on again.
Sorry.
Things happen.
My bad.
Now, here's a text that says, 508 text that says, exactly, I've been telling you for 20 years that this show is scripted. Yes, we were going over the script during the break.
I didn't get to page 2 because the fax, we didn't have toner cartridges for the fax. No one ordered them from Staples. So I had to get out there and deal with the front.
Deidre, first of all, I can't read, so it can't be scripted.
That's true. Okay. That's actually, right. And I think anytime you pipe
Fact
up, people
one.
Realize that.
Right.
The magic of radio.
This texter says, great, now I know how the sausage is made, and I have to have sausage for lunch. Well, oftentimes, listen, I could tell you exactly what, this is, do you want to know how the prep of the show works? I try to have, I don't know, at any time, 30 or 40 things that I think might be of some interest to people that we should talk about during the show.
Right.
We will try to select during the 4 hours of the program where we are going to talk about those said things. Now, I will say this. Most of the time, that goes completely off of the rails because one of you will text in or one of the most hated callers will call in.
Right.
And that could lead the program in a completely different direction.
It's like if anybody's ever played sports, you have a plan for the game. But once the game starts, everything goes foobar.
Yeah. Correct.
Yes. Correct.
And then,
correct.
Like me leaving the mic on.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Here's a text that says, I was delighted to hear the master working behind the scenes. Yes, like the puppet master.
Right.
Yes, yes.
See, it's like the person that texted in yesterday saying, you know, you teased something at 7:50, but you didn't do it right at 7:50.
Right.
And what you just explained is a perfect reasoning why that occasionally happens.
Correct.
That, you know, we'll get on a topic and we'll flesh it out, as they say.
Yes. Well, there are, as we know, there are the best laid plans of mice and men. And certainly if you've seen me, not in the mice category, the meese category.
Mm-hmm.
So I will tell you this, though. 7:50 will be the exact time that Julian Bubs Edelman will join us to talk about his new documentary because he's on a schedule. And, of course, he is... he's doing all of the major media outlets and this program.
Yeah.
So I've berated and shamed him into coming on this morning in the midst of his media blitz. So I think he's probably on the way to Bristol or something to go to ESPN, and he'll be calling us at 7:50 this morning.
Greg texted Julian about this interview so many times that he actually got overage charges on his phone bill, and he has an unlimited plan.
Well, I'm getting the data. I'm racking up the data costs because of the stupid dominations game, which I can't stop playing.
Yeah.
I got attacked. First time I've been attacked. Overnight, I got attacked in dominations.
Oh, in the game.
Oh, yeah, in the game, yeah.
It's like, what happened in Stowe?
I was absolutely my country of Hillandia. absolutely devastated by the attack we suffered last night.
Now, do you is this from the game or is this from someone else playing online?
No, it was somebody else.
Oh, an actual person?
Yeah,
it was somebody. Oh, some 12-year-old kid in Idaho?
Probably. Burned
down your castle?
Yeah, it was probably right. Probably a 12-year-old kid who went after my storehouse.
How dare you?
And tried to steal all my ham bones. and some of my soldiers.
Ham bones.
Some of my sword-bearing warriors. All right. Well, anyway, it is 6:26. Here's a text that says, are you telling me, this is a 401 text from the country of Rhode Island, are you telling me that Mr. Frugal does not have unlimited data by now? No, I had to get unlimited data because I got the two Rugrats right. that are constantly the two, Julia Hill. By the way, I told Julia, she starts her job.
Yeah.
She's a teacher.
Yeah.
She starts her job in August. I told her off the phone.
Yeah.
And I told her on the pay the car insurance.
Oh, big step.
Time's up.
Yep.
Get out in the world and conquer it.
Good
for
you.
And
what?
I ain't paying for it anymore.
Okay, good for you.
My God, you're filthy rich.
So
just pay for your kids.
That's not how you raise kids.
No way.
Obviously, your daughter is well on her way in the right direction.
Yes.
She's chosen a incredibly quality human life type job.
Yes.
Yeah.
She deserves to ride the rails with the free ride.
Nope.
No.
Shame on you guys.
This school where she is teaching at, I don't know if she wants me to mention it publicly or not, but she works there all the time. So she's like a dorm parent.
Oh, so she lives there.
She's a dean. She gets like the three. No, she's not a dean.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the people that run the dorms are deans.
No, dorm parents.
Well, they're called deans. And Phil Ridley was dean.
At this school, I mean, it doesn't matter. At this school, they're called dorm parents. But okay. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Called deans, Greg.
But Notre Dame College of Wilcox is statue.
Yes. Anywho. Anyway,
bad.
she gets the three squares a day, but she has to stay there with the little kids all the time. So
of course, my question is the food any good? Have you tried it yet?
Cafeteria food.
I'm going to try three squares. Yeah. I'm going to have three squares
Let's
for
see
lunch.
If I can go over there. Here's a 978 text that says, but he bought her a condo. Nope, she's on her own.
Not yet.
What you got to do, it's like throwing them, it's like when they're 4 years old and you throw them into the pool and they have to swim. That's, you got to take the phone, you got to make them pay for the phone themselves. And all right, this is Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Mike?
After what Julian Edelman has done as far as ghosting the show for the last 5 years, when he calls today, you should pretend that you don't know him.
Yes.
When you interview him, be like, Julian Edelman, am I pronouncing that right?
And just, yes.
You know.
Well, I'm actually hoping, I left some stuff over at his house, sweatshirt, sweatpants. I'm hoping I can get that back. That's my excuse for trying to get a hold of him. I said, listen,
such a chick.
Can I get my stuff back?
Can
I get my stuff back?
Did I leave a pair of earrings on your nightstand?
I just want to bring your button-down shirt that I wore home with my shorts back.
Ew. Best part is when you leave something on a guy's nightstand and the next time you go over there, you forget that they're yours and you're like, whose mother? Oh, well, those are mine.
Oh,
thanks for leaving them in the same spot. Guess nobody has been here.
So, right. What you're saying is you have left your pantaloons at the home of a man in the past. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe I've gone home pantsless once or twice.
Well, it happens, Danielle.
Hey, Bill, could you do me a favor and pull the Uber as far up the driveway as possible and kick the back door to the Corolla open so I can tuck and roll into it? Thanks. Forgot my earrings.
Let's see. Here's a 978 text that says, Greg, that is millennial child abuse. Yeah. You're responsible until they are 32 these days.
Well, now, did Brees pay for his F-150?
No. No, I
Greg uses it three times a year, so he justifies it.
So why is Jules getting jogged?
Well,
she didn't pay for her Jeeps, Greg. They got. I think there was an equal opportunity with the vehicles.
She got her free vehicle.
It's a post-college, post-high school situation.
All right. Yes, when you get out of college, you're on your own. Okay. That's the way that goes.
All right.
I'll be there for advice. I'm not an ATM.
Right. And that's not free either, right?
I mean, you got to pay
by the hour for that advice.
Right.
That's great, Jules. That'll be 30 bucks an hour.
So you want to talk about the college major thing that the hot mic revealed earlier?
Hold on, I got to do it the right way.
No, you don't have to do it the way we were talking about doing it. What is the issue with college majors?
MarketWatch did a survey and they found the top five college majors that people regret the most.
That they regret the most.
Yes.
Okay.
People have so much student debt, you know, they're wondering if that history degree was really worth it. Because, you know, you meet somebody, you're like, oh, what's your degree? And they're like, history. It's like, and what do you do with that? So the top five things, there are some that are kind of grouped together. So the top regret for people as far as their major goes in college were the humanities majors, which includes history, languages, English, philosophy, and religion. Number two, physical and life science majors. That includes things like chemistry, biology, and astronomy.
Huh.
Which is kind of surprising to me because you would think that would parlay into something. But, you know, then we think about Greg didn't graduate high school allegedly because of A&P. So maybe it is a negative for people. Number three, social sciences majors, economics, political science, psychology, and sociology. I feel like we're really ticking off just every kind of general major that you go into before you figure out what you want to do for a living. Number four, sad news for Julia, Greg, education majors.
Really?
Yep.
Really? Well, it's probably, they might regret, regret?
Yes,
they, what am I, the can man?
They'll regret that.
They might regret that because you can get a job in teaching,
sure,
but compensation is not what it should be. I don't think, and I'm not saying that just because Julia's a teacher.
Right.
I think teachers should get paid more. But
it's one of my biggest peeves.
Yes.
And then finally, communications majors.
Communications majors.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So that's a real problem.
I got a job in my field.
Yeah.
How?
Well, I mean, it doesn't.
Right, it is radio.
Listen, the college system to me, I've talked about this before, it's out of whack. You're asking a young man or a young woman who is 18 years old and a senior in high school to try to be able to imagine what they might want to be doing at the age of 30 or 35, which is when you really are supposed to have your S together. So it's and you're asking them to spend, you know, $150,000 to $250,000 or to get loans for that amount. And they're 18 years old. They have no idea what life is going to be like and what they're really going to be doing at some point. So picking a major seems to me to be kind of a goofy thing to do at that age.
Well, life is a journey, Greg. You can always change along the way, but you learn other valuable skills. Like I learned how to tap a keg.
Correct.
Yeah.
Keg stands.
I was in college.
Keg stands.
You know,
Jello shots. You wouldn't know how to make Jello shots.
Yeah, right? Or to roll a big fat joint.
That's right.
You know.
Right. Yes.
I learned how to sneak out of a room unnoticed in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah, very good.
All right.
Didn't need those panties anyway. It's fine.
Today's weather brought to you by the all-new three-row 2019 Subaru Ascent. It is going to be sunny today, beautiful. Temperature is going to be 75 for a high. Right now, it is 68 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. Ooh, I got a 617 text that says, thank you, Greg, for turning me on to Dominations.
Are
we having the Dominations discussion on the show?
Now I got to play this all during vacation. Great.
Maybe we'll have to do that when we get back from vacation.
Okay.
We're going to have a tournament?
We'll have a full-on discussion. Well, maybe I should
some
have
jousting?
Maybe I should have a Greg Hill Foundation Dominations tournament.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's a great idea.
I don't want to break it to you, but you're an adult.
Yeah.
Are we?
There's a lot of adults who play video games, LB.
Yeah.
No, it's not a billion-dollar industry.
It's a trillion-dollar industry.
Because 12-year-olds play.
So,
Okay. Do you not pay attention when we talk about like the Dr. Lupo's? Yeah. What kind of, I answered my own question.
Yeah.
All right. Well, oh, I get it. It's dominations because you're dominating the nations.
Right.
You made a little bit of portmanteau. Mm.
Dominations.
That's good. All right. The one,
you know what the thing? I just got myself a helicopter yesterday, and one of the great things.
Wait, doesn't sound medieval.
That's the thing.
Really?
So it's medieval. But then as you move through the different ages, so you move through the Iron Age, you move through the Classical Age. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about buying one of the seven wonders of the world if I can obtain enough gold coins. I mean, I'm up at 13,000 gold coins. I need a couple hundred thousand gold coins in order to buy one of the... I'm thinking of getting the Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
But maybe what we'll do, like we do television, maybe we'll have a discussion about... Here's a 978 text that says, LB, the average heavy gamer... I don't know if that means weight-wise, but the average heavy gamer is 38 years old. So that's the average...
Loser.
Okay, right, you know, again, Dr. Lupo, who we talked to on the show, makes, what, $100K a month or something like that?
Yeah.
Something just ridiculous?
Yeah, yes. again, you say that like it's something prolific. That he's 1% of anybody of that age.
Yeah, so are pro athletes.
That makes...
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah.
You played a game for a living.
Yeah.
Right, so we can't make fun of that, right?
Okay. All right. I'm a loser because I'm not a gamer.
No, we're not saying that.
You're just a loser.
We're just saying you're wrong.
Yeah, there's a little more fun in life. I think playing pro hockey and traveling the world was a little more fun than sitting on your couch with
and then passing out in the garage.
40-year-olds playing some game on a 50-inch flat screen.
Let me ask you a question. What are you going to do when you go home today? Park it in A-hole's garage and throw on ESPN?
I've had more fun in a week than you've had in your lifetime.
I'm not talking about me. We're talking about the gamers you're calling losers.
I don't go home and sit on my couch. I don't go home and lay in my bed. I have a bunch of friends. I ride a motorcycle. I travel all over the state on my motorcycle when it's nice out. What do you do?
Tell me when he's done because I'm upgrading my barracks right now.
Okay.
So I can fit more soldiers in.
Listen, I just downloaded the game and I do not understand how this has not come up yet, and I don't know if everyone gets the same advisor in the game, but I found a new name for you.
Yes.
Pompous the Wise.
Oh, Pompous the Wise. No, my name is King Rangoon, because I love the crab rangoons.
Welcome to the dawn of civilization. I'm Pompous the Wise, your advisor.
Pompous the Wise.
That's it. Nice. Please use Pompous the Wise for next month's intro.
And Danielle, if you're free this weekend, you can come with me to London to... watch the Red Sox play the Yankees.
Thank you, LB. They're going to let you back in after that?
Yeah, actually, I'm legal now.
Oh, good. Yay. I appreciate the invite. Are we flying commercial?
Yeah. I don't do first. 5K? I don't think so.
By London, he means gardener. That's where he's.
Actually, no. I'll be over there. I'll send pictures.
He actually meant Londonderry.
Sorry.
Yeah,
London,
New Hampshire.
Londonderry.
Hey, wait a second. This flight was way too fast.
That's right.
Why am I flying into Manchester?
This
isn't England.
This is a 99.
It sounds like England.
Where am I?
This is Chad. Hello, Chad.
Hey, Ken.
What's going on? Chad's What's up, eight. Chad?
Hey, I'm surprised business wasn't on that list of majors, because when I got out of high school, everybody was going to school for business, and after 4 years, you know, they come back 100 grand in the debt, and then 20 pounds overweight, and then going to work at McDonald's after. That was like the big major when I got out of high school. Everybody go to school for business, party, and then they come back, and still, people aren't even in that field.
Well, listen, and I think in many cases, you know, it's all about the experience that you get. That's not necessary. The education part is important, but it's about the experience. College is about the experience that the life experience that you have that takes you from 18 to 22, or in some cases 27 or 20, you know, however long you can milk it. I mean, it's, you know, it's not always about the education part. Like, you know, Brees Hill is fond of saying, he's probably listening right now on the way to work.
Love that guy.
Morning, Brees. Go lay some pipe.
He's fond of saying, I went to Bentley to play football. I didn't go to play school. But I don't know that that's the right attitude.
I don't know that. I don't know that that's the right attitude to say to the guy who's paying for it.
I don't know if that's
the right. Did he say that out loud?
I don't know if that's the right attitude to have or not. But all right. Anyway, listen. I want to just a quick heads up. The 27th annual WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament gets underway today out at the new MGM Casino and at the Great Horse Country Club. And I will be Instagram live several times over today and tomorrow. So if you've yet to follow me on Instagram, give me a follow right now, GregHill107, so that I can bring you all of the exciting action of this year's WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament. It is presented by Echo Store Technologies and also by Sparkling Ice. And we thank all of our other sponsors, Tito's Handmade Vodka, which will be enjoyed in copious amounts by many of the golfers. A little swing oil.
Yeah. Will it be broadcast live on Instagram also?
Yes, excellent. Yes, it will.
Excellent.
Oh, I got to have a Tito's vodka chug at some point.
Good.
Maybe this afternoon at the MGM pool.
Oh. Tito's
vodka chug. And who else? So I want to mention our friends at East Coast Metal Roofing and E.L. Harvey and Sons and all of those who made the event possible. And I want to remind you that tomorrow is the great helicopter golf ball drop. Many of you have purchased a golf ball, and I am so thankful for that. Golf balls are $20. You buy them when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. And tomorrow morning, around 11:30 or so, we'll put all of the numbered golf balls into the helicopter. Helicopter will hover over the green, drop all of the balls, and whichever ball comes closest to or in the hole, the individual who has purchased said ball will receive $5,000 cash. Mm. So basically, $20 for a chance at $5,000.
Right.
Or maybe $40 or $60, however many golf balls you want to buy. So go to thegreghillfoundation.org for that. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. And we are back with the news next. That guy, former bestie, will join us next hour in exactly 1 hour at 7:50. And he will discuss his documentary, which is called 100% Julian Edelman, and which debuts on the Showtime cable network on Friday night at 9 when he joins us next hour. So Bubs Edelman, who put every single person that he's ever met in his documentary, except for yours truly,
not bitter,
will join us next hour, and we'll talk to Bubs about that. Now, before we get to the news, just a couple questions about the great helicopter golf ball drop from some texters during the break, because people want to know the odds. So the 27th annual WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament gets underway later today at the MGM Casino, and it is a benefit for the Greg Hill Foundation. And as we have done for the last couple years, we're doing the great helicopter golf ball drop. That'll happen tomorrow. Helicopter will hover over a green on the golf course and drop all of the golf balls that have been purchased by you amazing people. So many wanted to know the odds. And the question was, how many golf balls are you selling? And I got an answer from Adam at the foundation this morning.
Hi, Adam.
And we are only selling 1,000 golf balls. So your chances of winning the $5,000 cash, if you only purchased one, would be 1 in 1,000.
Nice.
Correct? Now,
I feel like I got to buy some more.
So far, we have sold 521 golf balls.
You got to get after it, Peter. Yeah. How I won. I spent $500.
Yeah,
I spent $500 to win $5,000.
Yeah, you do improve your. I mean, it's like anything. Except in the case of scratch tickets, where I've bought, over my lifetime, thousands of them.
Guy,
and I've never, never, never
well,
won.
I've never seen you scratch I've a never, scratch
never
ticket
won
in my
a
life.
Big, never won a big prize. But
do
anyway,
you even have change in your pocket?
Yeah,
to
well, I was going
to
say, where's that lucky quarter? Because everybody has the lucky quarter.
He does, he can't even use his keys because Monkey has them.
If you're a scratchy, you got a lucky quarter.
I just have this stupid key fob for my Escalade. How am I going to scratch this?
You just reminded me. I wonder what type of snacks Monkey has prepared for the ride out to Springfield today. I didn't even think about that yet.
I mean, I'm sure there will be a charcuterie board as per usual, right?
Charcuterie with chicken and a biscuit crackers.
Yes, instead of the you know traditional grilled bread or a toast point, perhaps.
Right. You're not a ho-ho's ding-dong guy?
No, he is.
That's not, you.
Johnny Egan loves...
Oh, yeah, it is.
Johnny Egan likes the... The peanut butter ones.
Funny bones?
Funny bones.
Yeah, those are amazing.
Johnny subsists on a diet of funny bones and Red Bull, which I don't think is extremely healthy.
Yeah. No, but he could snap a man in half. Yeah.
Of course he could.
One hand.
He could jack you in the chin, knock you out for 4 days.
He literally is processed food.
And then we solved this question yesterday about the great helicopter golf ball drop. Texter's asking, what if more than one ball goes into the hole? And the answer is, it is the first ball in the hole is the winner of $5,000 cash.
Yep.
So go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org to get your golf balls. And right now, it's the news.
The head of the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles resigned last night after not revoking the license of the driver accused in the New Hampshire motorcycle crash that killed 7 individuals and injured many others. Erin Devaney tendered her resignation last night. The RMV was notified of his arrest after he flipped that 18-wheeler.
No.
The Connecticut DUI incident.
Yeah. In May, they were notified that he had this dope... was in a Walmart parking lot in Connecticut, and he was revving his engine, and he appeared to be, quote-unquote, on something, as my mom used to say. And so the Connecticut told Massachusetts, and the registry did nothing about it. I don't know. I mean, hindsight is 20/20. I don't know that if they had... revoked the license, whether or not the company that he worked for would have known that. I mean, they should probably have some kind of law in place. Maybe they do with commercial drivers, where if the registry has, or anybody who drives for a living, where if the registry has revoked your license, they inform your employer about it. But
I hope so.
I mean, the it doesn't appear that this guy is one of the most stand-up citizens that we might have in our Commonwealth. In fact, I believe he's a visitor from another country.
I think Ukrainian national.
Yeah, he just got his green card.
There were a lot of questions about why he wasn't arrested at the scene on Friday night. And they answered those yesterday in New Hampshire. And they said that they needed to do an investigation on that.
Yeah, they needed to look into it further, and that's why they didn't arrest him on the spot. He waived his arraignment yesterday, and his attorney filed a not guilty plea on his behalf. And ICE has actually placed a detainer request against him as well.
Well, now they have.
Yeah.
You know, Connecticut is a sanctuary state.
Mm-hmm.
The man, his actions led to the death of 7 people.
Yeah.
Seven veterans who had served this country, survived serving this country. And, the guy ought to be, you know, I mean, do you want him locked away here or do you want him deported? I mean,
we deport him and he gets to go home and live free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
No,
please.
Thanks.
I mean, it's really.
Throw the key away.
And again, if you weren't listening yesterday, just an update. You amazing people donated $21,000 for the families of those who lost their lives in this accident, and the Greg Hill Foundation added $10,000, and we were able to give over $31,000 to the victims. So thank you so much for that. And the head of the Registry of Motor Vehicles here in Massachusetts has resigned over this. This is Jay. Hello, Jay.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Jay?
Hey, well, I've been a professional driver now for over 20 years. And our CDL, there's so many restrictions on us. All right. One, if you even get a moving violation, period, in a commercial vehicle,
yeah,
your employer is notified immediately.
Yeah.
The employer, their insurance, everything. You can literally lose your job if you have too many moving violations in a year.
Now, let me ask you a question. Danielle mentioned an accident. The kid had an accident in Texas where he flipped an 18-wheeler recently, and he...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.